If something gets screwed up, you just have to wait another week to get it right.
Right, a whole other week. Yeah, exactly. That's the hard part. Like, all right, well, I guess we'll try it again in 7 days. Peace.
it's like you have to wait a whole nother week for Santa to just bring an L down the chimney.
For those of y'all that are you know, checking in right. So first, I had a complete audio L where for the second time I didn't record through the microphone and it just caught the echo of my voice through the laptop.
Fans of Snapback will be familiar with that move.
Well, or that's just a complete microphone off move. So fans of Snapback will not be familiar with that because they're just used to the mic not being on to begin with. But
well, you're an innovator.
Right. I'm working on it. This is how you MC. You have issues with microphones. But the second issue turned out to be me just trying the freshest program ever, app ever, to try to record on my phone and not knowing how to use it and then losing.
Oh.
So, yeah. So here we are. Here we are, two L's later. And there are also two L's in Nelly, just for those who want to keep count.
Wow.
I mean, for good reason. For good reason.
Welcome. Welcome to Rap Sex Radio Tech Talk.
How not to. Man. What up, Kev? How was your week, man?
Not too bad. Not too good.
Okay.
But not too bad.
Not too good.
Yeah, how was yours?
Well, I've learned macro settings and how to create macro documents in Excel. I learned masking and edited a lot of my photos for Spotify, or my two banners for Spotify, in Photoshop. So nice. It's been a pretty good learning experience. I learned, you know, some PowerPoint details that I didn't know before. It's been a pretty good learning week for me.
Good, man.
Yeah.
It's good to know. You learned how to turn your mic on?
Yeah, didn't then after all that, I think the microphone is on at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Fantastic.
It all comes back to not being able to use a microphone.
No one expects you to be able to. Don't worry.
That's fair. I mean, hey, it's been years. Right? So, yeah, man. Question of the opening question. I was going to say question of the week. There you go with that. Opening question.
You're doing great, buddy. Just
keep going.
You're so money.
Anyway, listen, man. Listen. Come on. Come on. What are we doing right now? Did you watch the Stupid versus battle or no?
I turned it on.
Ugh.
I turned it on. Now, am I wrong that, because it's a coin flip at this point. Like, if I turn something on, there's a good chance my internet's all messed up. But it was bad, right? Like, not even the artistic part of it.
I didn't even almost turn it on.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure that the whole thing just got, you know, they had to can it because Nelly's internet looked like dial-up.
Makes sense.
You know, the early 90s.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, he was turning things off and on and unplugging and replugging, I think. But yeah, a couple times I turned it. What first? I turned it on. It was frozen. So when it's that bad, I assume it's me. So I actually went to another device, turned it on. Similar situation, but Luda was crisp and clear, and Nelly looked, you know, he looked like Max Headroom.
Okay.
So
there's always one though, right? Like Babyface was perfectly fine. Teddy Riley was all over the place. Jill Scott was
Jill
perfectly fine. Erica was all over the place.
No, not necessarily. I disagree.
Well,
I disagree.
All over the place, but
Erica looked like
died.
A human being. Erica looked like your average person who knows what they're doing.
Okay, let me not say all over the place, but she did have internet issues though, or have phone issues. I think her phone died.
Oh yeah, that was silly, but whatever, you know.
So there's always one person that isn't all the way prepared. What, RZA? Primo sounded cool. RZA had the issues. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah.
So you're saying, what you're saying is that if Nelly's technical issues were correct, he had a good chance of winning the battle.
No, he had no chance of winning a battle against Ludacris. So disrespectful to Ludacris, I don't even know what to do with this. You know what? Matter of fact, I don't even want to do with this. I'm not dealing with this, Kev. I'm done. You know what? We're on to the other side. I'm done. We're on to the other side, man. We're going to holler at y'all. Crack can of old head energy, man. Kick it with us. Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
What up, your podcast Chet Hanks?
We'll get into that in a minute. Thank y'all for rocking with us. You can catch this episode. If you miss any part of this episode or want to catch any episode that we've dropped, you can go to rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the random exception of Pandora for some odd reason. Thank y'all for kicking it with us. Like I said, crack a can of old head energy and chill with us. All right.
Yep.
So, let's jump into doing too much. Let's do it.
Yeah. Come on.
Old head energy. Let's go.
Too much.
It's weird because I said this person is doing too much, but really the other person is doing too much within the confines of the, you know what I'm saying? So it's a double doing too much, really.
Yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine is doing too much. Well, he's been pretty much wilding out since he got out of jail after, you know, snitching on his, I don't know, were they his business? I don't know who they were. I swear I have no idea. Just snitching.
Yeah.
He was supposed to face life and, you know, told on his cronies and ended up out. Now, they did threaten to kill his family or something like that, or threaten to kidnap. I don't know. It was all sorts of all over the place. But at the end of the day, you know, you signed up for the life. You got to live the life. All that being said, he is out. He is out and he is making noise. He's been out.
Considering that he's doing anything, he's doing too much.
Yeah, basically breathing is doing too much. But he faced life in prison on racketeering and firearm charges after being released to serve the rest of his sentence at home. He released his new single, Gooba, which broke YouTube's record for biggest 24-hour debut in hip-hop, taking the crown away from Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly, diss track Killshot. He also went on Instagram Live to set the record straight for people tuned in to a single stream platform, racking up about 2 million viewers.
So more than us.
Definitely more than us. I'm not dying my hair, though, so there's that.
I don't have hair.
So I titled this, all right, so there are rappers worse than Nelly. I'm going to go ahead and admit that now.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah, you know.
Very gracious of you.
Very gracious. I will admit there are rappers out there worse. NME.com reports this. Of all likely characters to get involved in this, did you think Tom Hanks' name would pop up, Kev?
Tom Hanks is gangster.
Tom Hanks has a son named Chet. For Archer fans, that is the most hilarious thing on the planet. Chet Manley. So Tom Hanks, Chet, and Tekashi 6ix9ine are the players involved in this story. Chet spoke out. Chet had something to say. Have you ever heard of Chet before, Kev?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I had never heard Chet before in his life.
Chet's big. He's Tom Hanks' son.
I thought you were. Were you making a big reference as well to the movie Big? Or were you? Okay. This is a happy coincidence. All right.
All right, Kev. Yes, I was.
Good job. Good job, Kev. All right. Hitting out at his continued popularity, Chet Hanks wrote on Instagram, "Don't be fooled by social media. This dude is scared." Wait, are we cursing again?
I don't know. But also, he said, don't be fooled by social media.
Oh, on social media.
On social, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. We do it all the time.
He said, are we cursing again?
Yeah, I just have to check.
We never stop, baby. We don't stop.
All right. Dude is scared ishless, but has no choice but to laugh and make light of it because he knows he's a marked man for the rest of his life. Now, mind you, this is Chet Hanks, Tom Hanks' son, talking mm-hmm. about this right now. He literally told you on the stand that the gangster image was just a persona to boost his career, only to get out there talking and up in 100 shots at the chicken spot. And y'all still going for it? I'm not mad at Chet with this statement. I'm just mad at where it's coming from. Keep going, Chet. Chet said, I'd rather be broke and be able to go where I like, do as I please, than have $1 billion and have to live in hiding with 24/7 security team. Think about that for all you idiots calling 6ix9ine a GOAT and legendary. So this is where I want to stop, Chet, here.
Okay.
Chet, you are Tom Hanks' son. You ain't going to be broke, fam. What you'd rather be don't make no sense because it ain't going to happen. The only way you broke is if you choose to be. Like, this ain't one of those things where you have the option.
Well, that's what he was saying. Well, he was saying if he had the option but, to be big or to be small, he would rather be small.
Oh, my God. Just dance on the piano next to your dad right now. Just do it. It's so much easier than you know, internet fame. But all right, I'm gonna keep it up, man. I think Chet was onto something here. People see a bunch of jewelry, NMS. You spelled jewelry wrong, by the way. Jewelry and diamond teeth. Or wait, did you guys copy this from Instagram? Did Chet spell jewelry wrong? Anyway, people see a bunch of jewelry and diamond teeth and numbers on Instagram and actually believe dude is really happy as F living the life. All I see is fear. After Chet made his comments, the only thing Tekashi 6ix9ine said in response was wishing his dad a speedy recovery.
I actually love that.
I do. I actually think that was an excellent response.
So this is what Tekashi's done since he got out. He's continued to be silly.
Definitely.
So that's
definitely.
Kind of a strike.
That's part one.
he put out a big record, which is not dope.
No.
Which is another strike.
Yes.
He didn't pick a hair color. So that's three strikes.
Three strikes.
You know.
So far.
Not doing great.
Nope.
But he tried to donate 200 stacks to a children's charity. They denied him because he's a jerk.
Thank you.
But he tried.
He tried. I don't know why they would deny him, though. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever. That's up to them. I'm not going to... Whatever.
All right.
But, and then his response to this guy... I mean, if you're going to take shots back, clap back at anybody, it should be Chet Hanks. Chet Hanks should literally be... Like, I hope Tekashi is taking, you know, fighting and gun training in his free time or whatever to protect himself from whatever's definitely coming his way.
Right.
And Chet Hanks is definitely a good tackling dummy. Well, you know what I mean?
He's fired on Snoop, too. Tekashi has, right?
Oh, is that why Snoop kicked? Because I haven't listened to the Snoop thing, but I thought Snoop just took it upon himself to do that. But I didn't listen to it either.
I'm not really aware of the whole story, but I think he called Snoop a snitch or something like that.
Oh, Lord.
Which I've actually heard people say before, but whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Anyway.
What is this? You know what? Can I stop? Can I just ask a question? Okay, when I was growing up, far from any gangster or whatever, I lived on 110th and Hoover. That didn't mean that I had all gangster homies, but my neighbor banged, and my uncles and them, they wasn't bangers, but they was OGs. You know what I'm saying? A snitch was a person that you commit a crime with, right? Two of y'all commit a crime, one of you gets caught and tells. Right now,
yeah,
it's like a whole different thing. Now, if like you know, you get caught slipping, cheating on your girl, and your homie says something. Now, before, that wasn't like a snitch; that was a clown. Like he deserved a smack. But now we got a whole like we moving them into the snitching category, and like Tekashi 6ix9ine is a snitch, committed crime with some people and told. That's what a snitch is. That's exactly what a snitch is. That's a rat.
Let's put it this way. If snitching is a spectrum, Tekashi is so far on one entire end of that spectrum.
Yeah.
That it, you know, it's no longer in the eye of the beholder, it's just in the eye of everyone who beholds an eye.
I'm like
a snitch. So, yeah. You know, whatever. But the fact that he responded to this tackling dummy with wishing your dad speedy recovery, like, oh, that's actually, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, right? What am I supposed to say to Chet? Chet Hanks. I didn't even know Chet Hanks existed. I didn't know Tom Hanks had kids. So, all right, whatever. But nothing Chet said was wrong. So I'm actually kind of interested to hear what type of music he does. Is it like that kind of weird positive, you know, sort of movie positive music? You know what I'm talking about?
Like, oh, wait. Oh, no, you should. Oh, you should have done your research, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, go on. Let's put it this way. Chet Hanks is the human asterisk on Tom Hanks' legacy as America's dad.
Is he really now? All right, give me a quick rundown of what the music is like. Just a quick one.
I don't know. It's not. He's not dope.
I mean, the thing what is he talking about?
Tom Hanks
about?
Has another son who's fairly well accomplished. Who's an actor?
What is Chet
who
talking
does
about?
Tom Hanks's type stuff? I don't know. I don't know what anybody's talking about anymore, though. So let's not. You know, let me not. Let me.
That is so stupid.
Get off my high horse. I don't know.
All right. Well, I prefer the Chet from Archer. How about that?
That's a safe money bet.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know what? I've dubbed the next topic, man. Although it's sort of not really in the same category, I still give it a. Wait a minute. Let me get this right. Hold on. I give it a. One more time. Got to turn on one more thing. This is really bad, by the way. Here we go.
Wow.
Still not working.
Tight edit.
All right. I'm going to have to add Damn Nature in after.
Damn Nature!
That sucks. Oh, it's giving me an empty preset. This is even worse than I'd ever imagined.
And you are
I'm just taking super L's today.
You are the Chet Hanks of this podcast.
Keep going, Kev. I'm loading up my sounds again.
What's the opposite of a value add?
Value decrease. That sucks. I totally had all this stuff loaded up.
So you're saying you don't have the Ice Cube sample either then?
No, I have no samples. All my samples are gone.
That's terrible. All right.
Well, it's funny because I was just like messing with them right before the show started. And somehow all of them are gone.
We could do a hard edit, but that would look really whack.
Well, I'm going to edit the sound in, but now I just want to kind of do this for the audience. You know what I'm saying?
They should know. It's a look behind the scenes.
Oh, man. All my sounds are gone. That is fun.
You deserve it.
I do.
That's what you get.
That's exactly what I get.
Come on, man. Get your head back in the game.
Yeah, none of my sounds are here. That's really whack. All right. So there's that. There is that. God, dog, I had so many sounds I was going to make. All right, anyway.
Anyway. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, you suck.
I do. I really suck today. Well, the last 3 weeks. Okay, anyway. Damn Nature, or as Kev titled this story... What's the matter? You burning? Which is another sound I actually did load. That like you asked if I had asked for sound,
see?
I didn't load it, and it just it's gone.
That was like a clean alley oop, man.
Yeah, it was.
I just shoveled past that right here.
It was so right. Oh well.
Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no.
I went back in. I forgot my sounds. all right. I keep looking back to make sure the mic is recording. A woman who illegally, by the way, Kev, note that part. I did note that. Illegally entered Yellowstone National Park on last Tuesday, has suffered burns after accidentally falling into a thermal feature near its Old Faithful geyser. Fox 11 News reports this. The players are a big dummy. Another sound that's missing. Yo, but what's crazy is I had to read the story real quick because, you know, we try not to laugh at people who die. So she didn't die, just as a, you know, to get to the punchline real quick. But man, people die
right.
all the time falling into the you know what I'm saying? Into those, like Yellowstone and
people. Evidently so.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. People die all the time. It's not like yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, the woman who is yet to be identified was backing up while taking photos near the famed tourist attraction and fell into a hot spring or hole where hot gases emerge, according to the park spokeswoman Linda Veras. Even with her injuries, she managed to hop back into her vehicle, this is the best part, and drive about 50 miles until park rangers stopped her. She was then airlifted to a burn center at a hospital in Idaho. So here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing she was like, oh, damn, I got to get out of here because I wasn't even supposed to be here. So she couldn't even stop and call for help because she didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Yep.
So she mashed out. Like, she got...
Right.
I'm sorry, but I have to laugh at that.
Yeah, I think that the logic train for me just derailed at the point where I was yelling at her, you dummy.
Idiot. So she mashed 50 miles to basically not get caught and got caught anyway, but then had to be airlifted. They were like, pulled her over, like, why are you speeding? She's like, oh my God.
What's the matter? You burning?
So visitors are advised to stay on the boardwalks near Yellowstone's often boiling or acidic thermal features. Now, by the way, I've read on a couple of occasions people who have died like boiled to death, like, you know, basically melted falling into these vats, including geysers, hot springs, steam vents, and mud pots. This year, two tourists were sentenced to 10 days in jail for thermal trespassing at a hot spring last September, after they were caught walking dangerously close to the spout of the legendary geyser and taking photos on their cell phone.
Yeah. By the way, your next world tour is going to be called Thermal Trespass.
Oh, no, 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 no. Nope. You messing up. Band name of the day. Okay. Band name of the day. Thermal Trespass.
That's too easy.
Thermal Trespass.
That's too easy.
For those of y'all, you know, one day... we're going to have a prize for, you know, the first person to, I don't know, email or text in or tweet in the band name of the day. You know what I'm saying? One day. I'm going to work on that, actually.
We're just going to tour locations that are still under quarantine.
Thermal trespassing.
What I want to know is, it didn't say she was taking a selfie. So was she with her old man or something? Well, no, because she drove herself, and he was like, "Oh, I just pictured somebody saying that looks great." Okay, back up a little bit. Well, now, a little bit more.
There's the unfortunate incident of the young lady, somewhere in her teens, between 15 and 19, who was taking a photo, stepped over the safety portion of the Grand Canyon and fell. So she was taking a step back to take a selfie. Mm-hmm. Trying to get just the right selfie. So it's likely that this big dummy here actually was doing the same thing. Odds are.
Thermal trespass.
Thermal trespassing. Band name of the day,
y'all. Coming soon.
Thermal trespassing. Oh, boy. All right. We still got another damn nature for you, though. Probably even a better damn nature, because it's actually connected to another story that we had about the surplus of chicken wings that are out there. And I feel like
everything is coming together.
Everything's coming together, man. It's all one big unified thing. The COVID-19 is caused because of the lack of, you know, bars and, I don't know, wing spots open for the NCAA tournament and
the Hooter shortage.
Yeah, the Hooter shortage. yeah, there's a surplus of chicken wings out there. So, you know, you guys get at it. But I think it's emboldened poultry a little bit. And this is how it has. Police are looking for an aggressive chicken. That's going to be a battle for band name of the day, by the way. We have to decide that at the end. An aggressive chicken.
It's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, right? Terrorizing bank customers in Louisiana. This was reported by the Napa Valley Register. They warn that the suspect is ignoring social distancing rules and the governor, Edwards, by harassing customers at the ATM and drive-thru, chasing people and trying to get into vehicles. The suspect, an aggressive chicken, is described as a reddish tan, 11 inches tall, and about 6 to 8 pounds. Doesn't sound very edible. Officers responded to the to the bank on Walker South Road, blah, 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 around 4. This was early in the month, so this is like early Friday, regarding a suspect who apparently anticipated the imminent arrival of law enforcement and fled on foot from the scene. Take it away, Kev.
Man. First of all, big shout to NapaValleyRegister.com for having their finger on the pulse of the southern United States. Agreed. I didn't even notice that till just now. Big.
Big.
Big. Good reporting.
Good job.
Walker, Louisiana Police Department, the Chick-fil-A of police department, evidently. How you clowning around on your Facebook right now, dude? Seriously.
I'm not mad at
them. They described the chicken as reddish tan, but we know they don't see color, Trek.
Kev, you're batting 1,000 already, man. I'm ready for the next one.
This is ridiculous. It's gonna take a dark turn here, though.
It is, because when
3 days, you know, they got the chicken. So 3 days after the chicken was apprehended, a neighboring city's police department raided a duck's house and shot the duck in the ass. So,
I hate every second of that. That is too funny. That, my friend, is too damn funny.
Sad. Sad. Sad.
Sad. Sad news. Even sadder news is that I'm still trying to load these sounds in. All right.
See, don't try to multitask.
I am. I'm trying. That's why I said take it away, Kev. So
you literally have one job. For the last 2 weeks, you haven't been able to do that.
You know what I'm curious of? I'm curious of whether the fact that we're on FaceTime...
I'm definitely going to mess something up this week.
Yeah.
Because I told myself I wasn't going to talk trash because that would ensure that I would mess up. And now I'm talking trash.
Well, I'm thinking about it now. And I think the fact that we're on FaceTime is the issue. Because the sound would have to go out, you know, dual. It's not going to do that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
You're a clown.
I gotta be a clown for figuring it out.
Do you have a red nose sound effect?
I have the Price is Right fail noise, which I guess I can insert right here as well. Man, look, thank y'all for tuning in. We hope you guys had a great time with us, man. My name is Trek Life. That is your fam, Kev Sakota. See, I got it right this time, Kev.
The original clown.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's 60. I think 60 is the OG. Number one. Oh,
60 is the reddish tan clown.
The reddish tan. The clown of the century is what I prefer to call it. So, yeah. Shout out to Six Rock. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Rap Sucks Radio. You can catch us on rapsucksradio.com. Like I said before, man, go to rapsucksradio.com. To catch any of these episodes, past or present. You can also go to RSR Podcast, where, you know, we occasionally load up videos. We load up the stories that we discuss. You can go to Rap Sucks Radio on Instagram or Twitter. We don't really do the tweeting too much. Instagram is where some of the action is happening. Or if you want to listen to this on your favorite podcasting platform, man, go ahead and do that. Jump on that.
You know what we should also do? Should also upload an archive folder of all the sound effects, so you can just sort of piece together your own episode in whatever way you want.
Jerkweed. So yeah, we, now that Kev is over that, thank you, Kev. I'm glad that you enjoyed that. We are now about to tune out. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man.
I tuned out a long time ago,
basically. This show, dude. I don't know if this show is really worth it. We out of here like last year, man. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.
We out, y'all.
You suck.
Boo.